presents Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Mr. Hancock has decided to render a great public service. He intends to devote his entire radio program this week to an investigation into the problem of juvenile delinquency in Great Britain by bringing to your notice the conditions in one of the toughest schools in London. A school inhabited by gangs of young hooligans, brutal, truculent, with no desire for learning, the citizens of tomorrow. Into this den of young savages comes a crusader. A young and a sincere schoolmaster, courageous, idealistic, with a deep love of his vocation and a burning desire to turn these misfits of society into decent, worthwhile citizens. In this role is Mr. Anthony Hancock, whom, when he was told he would be playing the part of the young English master, said,
"Thank you. That's a part of what I'll do good at the Mist."
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 2 o'clock tonight. Put your glad bags on. Join me home.
As I walked across the school playground, a brick hit me on the back of the head. This, then, was the school at which I would shortly be taking up my duties as English master, my first appointment since graduating from university. I was very excited and eager to start work. Yet as I dodged round the two seniors jiving by the steps, I somehow sensed there was something different about this school. What gave me this impression? Could it have been the sandbags and barbed wire surrounding the master's common room? Or was it the group of boys slouched in the corner, idly carving their names on the head prefect? My thoughts were cut short as I caught a cricket ball just underneath the mouth. And I woke up in the headmaster's office.
Well, now, Mr.
Hancock. Anthony Aloysius, St. John Hancock.
Mr. Hancock, may I see your credentials?
Well, sir, I graduated from Oxford with 5 degrees. I'm a bar, a fud, a back, lud, lulud. I'm also a han ma.
Can you be heard at the back of a classroom, Mr. Hancock?
I was lead comic in a garrison concert party once. They heard me all right. I remember one day...
They'll never hear you, Mr. Hancock. They'll never hear you. Project, Mr. Hancock. Project.
Project? My wife's a very funny woman. So. My wife's a very funny woman. She woke me up last night. I said, "What do you want?" She said, "You forgot to take your sleeping pills." All right.
Mr. Hancock, we don't wish to know that. This is a rough school, Mr. Hancock. The boys are backward, stupid, no ambition. They don't want to learn. They're hooligans.
What about the cane?
The cane? We tried caning them. We're always caning them. Half of them spend so much of their time bending over, we've forgotten what they look like.
Don't worry. I haven't lost faith in this generation, sir. They can't all be bad. There must be some good in them somewhere. There must be a way. I'll get through to them.
I don't know how. They've got 16 desks piled up behind the door. We haven't seen them for a fortnight. I hope you can stand the pace, Hancock. You've got the toughest class in the school. You're the 10th English master we've had this term. Some left, some just disappeared.
Pray, what about my predecessor?
He was last seen on November the 5th, trying to climb down from the top of a bonfire.
All they need is a little kindness and understanding. I'm sure they'll respond. Teaching is a dedicated profession, sir. I can do it, sir. I know I can.
I hope so, Hancock. I hope so. But first of all, before you start your duties, I'd like to show you round the school.
Oh, well. 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7. Hey.
And this board here is the school roll of honor. 67 masters, all wounded in action. And now let me take you into one of our typical classrooms, just to show you what you're up against. We'll try this one.
They're a rough lot. Who are they?
The infants. Now, I'll just take you into the master's common room now. You can meet all your future colleagues in here.
One step near and I'll shoot.
Put that gun down, James. It's the headmaster.
What's your password?
Kippers.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. You can't be too careful. Oh,
quite right, James, quite right.
We lost 2 in surprise attacks last week. Who have you got there? Reinforcements?
Yes. This is Mr. Hancock.
How do you do? I'm James, ballistics and mathematics. What do you teach?
English.
How's your judo?
Are they really all that rough?
Rough? Just don't turn your back on them, that's all.
But how do I write on the blackboard, then?
You stand behind it and reach over the top. And I want to tell you, even then, you stand to lose a few fingers. Have you got any bumps, cuts, bruises, scars?
No, I... No?
Well, that'll please them. I like starting from scratch.
You sound very cynical. Don't you believe there's any good in these boys at all?
Yeah, the dead-end kids, all of them.
Not surprised the way you keep caning them.
It's the only language they understand.
I don't believe it. As a teacher, I refuse to believe it. There must be some way we can get close to them, understand them, and help them.
You're wasting your time. Look, son, I've been here for 14 years, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about. The only way you can teach them is to illustrate your lesson with something that appeals to them.
And how do you do that?
Well, take my maths class. I taught them to count up to 21 by playing pontoon with them. Then I got them up to 39 by passing around pictures of Sabrina. And after I got them up to 55 by measuring the length of each other's jackets.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, good morning.
Hello. You're new, aren't you?
Yes, this is my first morning. I'm a new music teacher.
Well, you'll get 2 notes out of them. Both whistled.
I beg your pardon.
You're not going in that classroom wearing that sweater, are you? They got the wool.
Oh, nonsense. They're only young boys.
They're not all that young.
Oh, you're joking.
Well, it's up to you. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, I can take care of myself. I know how to handle them. If any of them are naughty, I'll make them stay behind after school.
Don't you dare. If you get home before midnight, it'll be a miracle. Except in Thursdays. They all go dog racing Thursdays. Well, that's it. Time for the first lesson. I better get along to my class. Where's my books? I think there's a few kids I've got to pay out yet.
See ya. Well, I don't think he makes a very good teacher. How did he get the job?
Influence. His son is the ringleader.
Did you see what he had under his arm as he went out? A whip, 2 swords, a tear gas bomb, and a rubber truncheon.
Yes, it's his turn for poetry reading classes. Well, now, you two better get along to your classes. Good luck.
Morning, boys. I'm your new teacher. And we're going to get along fine, aren't we? Who threw that inkwell? Come on, who threw it? Own up, the boy threw that inkwell.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Big, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, don't do it again. Go and sit down.
I am sitting down.
How are you?
Yes. How old are you?
13.
Well, get a shave before you come to school in the morning. I'm going to call the register. If you're here, say present. If you're not here, shut up. Right, that boy over there. The one with his feet up on that other boy's head. Stub that cigar out this minute. Not on the back of his neck. Look at him, poor little lad. Round bulb bits all over his head. Now then, register. All those present, please acknowledge. Bobolovsky.
Hello.
Salvatore.
Now, Conkers.
Schmidt. Caligari.
Oh, he's dead.
Ginsburg.
What?
What do you mean, what? I'm asking you if you're here.
Well, of course I'm here. Who do you think answers, Schmoodical?
All right, quiet! 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 Granted. let's see. West? Where's West?
It's out that way, sir. South.
Oh, very good, yeah. Very good. I'm talking about the boy.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Yes. Talking about the boy, West.
Oh.
It's his name. Where is he?
He's not here. He never turns up till the pub's closed.
He's right.
Oh, he doesn't, does he?
When he gets here, he's got a shock coming to him. I'm going to tell him.
What, Teach? What you going to say, Teach?
You, I take it, are West.
Yeah. What you gonna do, Teach?
Take that bottle of beer out of your mouth and give it to me.
You buy your own.
Now, see here, West. Let's get one thing straight before we start. Huh? I am the master, and I'm not standing for any disobedience. Do you understand?
Sure. You're the teacher, we're pupils, and we've got to do what you tell us. Is that what you said, Teach?
Yes.
Well, shut up. Now, will you wrap up? Oh, fellas. Will you turn to page 23 in your permutation guide? Jack Boulder's 4x4 block perm. Any two lines from six drawers. Now, providing we can agree on bankers, I think we should clean up.
What about Tottenham?
Stop this immediately! Stop!
Oh, immediately. How dare you? Tottenham, indeed. Money down the drain.
Well, I mean, Chelsea's your best bet. I mean, they're playing a full side. They got Bentley. Listen, you're not doing football, Paul. Get back to your seat, West. We're going to start the lesson. I'm going to write a simple sentence on the blackboard. Hand up. I want you to tell me what's wrong with it. There, see? Mabel am walking down the street with Tom.
I'll slash her. She's my girl. What's she doing with this car character?
West.
Where are they? Where'd you see them, huh?
I didn't see them. I made it up.
Oh, so now you're spreading rumors. You're trying to deliberately discredit my girl in front of all these guys,
I'm
huh?
Not... I don't know Mabel. I have never seen Mabel. She's just a figment of my imagination.
Will you kindly leave my girl's figment out of your imagination? Look, hey, Fatty, it's in my opinion that you are most unsuitable to be in charge of us children, huh?
Please, quiet, lads. Let us forget about Mabel. We'll take another sentence. What did old James say? Make it so they understand what you're talking about. Here you are. Here's another one. My father am doing 2 years for housebreaking.
What's wrong with that sentence?
It's too much just for housebreaking, Teach. Did he have a rod in him?
Of course not.
Then I'd appeal if I was you, Teach. Poor old guy, it's a dirty shame. Two stinking years for just a little lousy job like that.
No. You don't understand. It's wrong for me to say that my father am doing 2 years for housebreaking.
Then what did you say he was for? Hey, you're trying to get in with us, Teach?
Look, West, dear lad, my boy, what I should have said is that my father is doing 2 years for housebreaking.
Look, Teach, is the old creep doing 2 years for housebreaking, or isn't he?
No!
Then what's the idea of going around blackening your old man's character?
Oh, stop! Look. Geography. Where's Sydney?
In the nick with your old man.
He is not Sydney, he's in Australia.
Oh, they're shipping him out there again, huh?
Oh, what an ignorant lot you are. Dead illiterate, a lot of you. Don't you want to learn?
No.
Hey, wife, Riggy.
Right, break. Line up, collect your milk stout. Half a pint each. 15 minutes playtime. Leave your weapons on my desk as you go out.
When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right at 7. Hang them and go to rock it around. Rock it tonight. We're gonna rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock, around the clock.
Hello, Hancock. How'd you make out this morning?
Oh, not too bad. If only I can get them to trust me, I think I'm going to get through to them. How did you get on today?
Oh, very quiet, really. After my first 3 shots, a sort of lull came over the class. I think they're regrouping for an all-out attack this afternoon.
I'm sure you're not going the right way about teaching these boys. You've got to show them kindness, not violence. You're encouraging them to rebel. And they're going to one of these days. You mark my words. You're going to have a riot on your hands. And one day... What's that?
They're from the library.
There's someone in trouble. Quick. Look. Look in the library. The new music teacher struggling with one of the boys. All right, we're coming. It's locked. Smash the glass.
Come here.
You young hooligan. Take that, you brute. All right, I've got him.
Ooh, let me go.
Come on. Get out. Take it away, James. Send for the police. Are you all right, miss?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, blimey, Hancock. You aren't half going to be in trouble when the boys find out about this. You've signed your death warrant, you have. They hate anybody interfering with their social life. When you go on tonight, I'd be very careful if I was you. As you come out of the pub, they'll probably beat you up in that dark alleyway just past the telephone box.
How do you know?
Well, I always tell them to go down there. Don't look so good, you know. The master's brawling in the high street, does it? You better tell your wife you might be home late. See ya.
Hey, you got a light, Mac?
No, I've got a brown overcoat.
Wait a minute. That voice. I know you, don't I?
All right, fellas, get in. Come on. Come on.
Who is it? Who's there? My husband's not in.
Put the light out.
Anthony, it's you. What's wrong?
Put the light out. I don't want you to see me. I'm not a pretty sight.
I know. But I've got used to it by now.
Put the light out.
I've been beaten up.
Oh, you poor darling. Come inside. I'll call the doctor.
No. I don't want to. We can't drag him away from other patients just to see to my beat up old face.
Oh, show me. Oh, Anthony, you're hurt. Those boys did it, didn't they? Those horrible boys at your school. I told you it was a mistake to go there. You're leaving. You're not going back there.
I can't leave. Don't you see? They need me.
Well, why? They've got a punch bag in the gym, haven't they?
Those other masters don't care if they learn or not. But I do. There's some good in those boys, I know there is. Nobody's ever bothered about them before. That's why they're like this. They can't believe that anybody wants to help them. I've got to earn their respect.
I want you to do it. It's not just you and me now. You've got to think of Oscar.
Who is Oscar?
I've been trying to keep it from you. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Cynthia, what do you mean?
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? At the moment, we're two. Soon we shall be three.
Good girl, you've let the spare room.
Anthony, I've not let the spare room. We're going to have a baby.
Oscar?
Yes.
Oscar. He's going to be a bit lumbered if he's a girl, isn't he?
That's why you've got to leave that school. We've got to get out of this neighborhood. I mustn't have any worry.
What's the school got to do with it?
I'll show you. Look at these horrible letters I've been getting through the post. Poison pen letters, all about you and the new music teacher. And those terrible anonymous phone calls I've been getting. I can't stand much more of it.
Show me those letters. Terrible. They're disgusting. That does it. I can't leave now. These letters have settled it. I've got to go back to that school.
Why?
Well, look at them. The spelling's atrocious. Those boys have sent these. Wait till I show them in the morning.
When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off and start right.
And I don't mind telling you, lads, I'm very surprised at the spelling. I mean, swear words, I thought at least you'd get them right. And then again, that's not the right way to end a letter. You should put yours faithfully. You must watch these things. I mean, after all, I...
Morning, Hancock.
Morning, James.
Can I have a quick word with West?
Yes, certainly. Carry on.
Oi, West. Come here.
What you want, Mac?
Here. A word in your ear. You don't like Hancock, do you?
I think he's a creep.
Exactly. I don't like the way he's trying to reform a school. If he succeeds, I'll only want educated teachers here, and I'll be out of a job. We got to do something about it.
What you suggest?
Look. The school governor's on his way around on a class inspection. If you could make a bit of trouble, show that Hancock's a bad influence on the boys or something, we might be able to get him kicked out.
Yeah. That gives me an idea. I think I can work it.
Good lad. Here, hurry it up. He's next door. He'll be here in a minute.
Yeah, sure, James.
Well, thank you, Hancock.
Not at all, James.
Carry on. Back to your seat, West.
Just a minute, Peach. Just a minute. I got a question about those letters I sent to your old woman.
Yes?
Those naughty words contained therein. Are you sure I spelled them wrong, Peach?
Every one of them?
I don't think I did.
You did?
I didn't.
You did, I tell you.
All right, then. So will you write them on the blackboard so we can see where I went wrong, huh?
Certainly. Well, West, I'm glad to see you're taking interest in learning something at last. Now, take this word here. Now, this is how you spelt it. See? Completely wrong. This is how it should be spelt. Yeah. And this one here, look. Mm-hmm. That's another one here. I shouldn't really be doing this. These are really shocking words for boys of your age. Still, education, I'm told it's all right.
Good morning.
What was that?
Good morning.
Wrong class, idiots downstairs.
Oh, no.
I'm the school governor.
Oh, how do you do? I beg your pardon. I didn't realise.
Yeah, I'm just looking around the school, seeing what you masters are teaching the boys. I seen your writing on the blackboard.
You.
Well, I'll just get me glasses on. Have a look. Mmm. Cool. Oh, yeah. Cool. What lesson's this?
It's English.
Is it? Cool. Who wrote them words up there?
I did.
You don't care, do you? Honestly, I reckon you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, what do you mean by it?
Well, I was showing them the correct way to spell them.
You can't teach words like that in school. You've got to let them pick them up for themselves like I had to. I mean, after all, hello, there's a new one on me up there. I've never seen that one before.
But you don't understand, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's write it down in the diary. You were saying?
I was doing it for a reason. I was showing them the correct way to write a poison pen letter.
Ooh, you're a bit of a boy, aren't you? I don't know what the Board of Governors is going to say about this. I'm afraid we'll have to sack you.
But you can't sack me. I'm trying to help these boys. I'm trying to teach them.
You get rid of him, Governor. He's a very bad influence on us boys. His old man got 2 years in prison for housebreaking.
He didn't. He's lying. You can't sack me. I beg of you, not when I'm just succeeding. You can't sack me, please. I go down on my bended knees. I kiss your boot.
Oh, no, stop messing about.
Sack the creep.
No, sir, don't. It's that boy who's the trouble. Westy's the ringleader. Get rid of him and the school will be all right. Expel that boy.
Sack the creep.
Expel him.
Sack him.
Expel him.
That happened many years ago. I proved my innocence. The rest of the class, tired of West's bullying, they defended me. Said what a good teacher I was, and West was expelled. I finally got through to them. It's a very peaceful, well-conducted school now. Oscar, my son, is 5 now. He starts school himself tomorrow. Oscar, come over here and say a few words to the nice people.
Say what you want to know, you fat old creep. Wait till I get you in school tomorrow. Boy, am I going to make trouble for you, you stupid old slob.
It's my own fault. I never should have hired West as a babysitter.
This was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed and orchestrated by Wally Stott and played by the BBC Augmented Radio Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The show, which was recorded, was written by Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson and produced by Dennis Main Wilson.